It is time to bring in Mike Cossey. Time to check on sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your night last night?
It was good. I had to go to school for a baseball meeting, but everything's good.
Yeah, I went to bed early. I wasn't feeling well. Came down with something.
I feel
much better this morning. But that was until I put it, because I get up every morning and I put the TV on at 3:30, and I saw that once again, a team I picked managed to blow it, the Texans over the Colts, 20-17.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, too.
It doesn't look like an exciting game. But anyways, the Texans, I think the Colts are pretty much toast now. The Texans will have a two-game lead.
I think they're one game behind, that's all.
No, so. two after last night, I think.
They're two now?
Yeah, two games behind. And there's not that many left, really, when you look at it. I mean,
like
for the
5-6 weeks left, something like that.
And for the Giants, it seems like there's eternity left. But for any team that's got a winning record, there's not that much left.
Yeah, the Giants are on the road that never ends.
That's right.
Now the Texans are only one game ahead of the Colts. The Colts are 6-5, and the Texans are 7-4.
Okay.
It's only one game.
One game. All right.
With 5 weeks to go.
So where do we stand with I forget. I don't want to.
You're 34-23, and I'm 43-14.
All right, here's my picks. Are you ready?
I got mine written down.
I'm taking the Steelers over the Bengals.
Me too.
Okay. My next pick is the Raiders over the Jets.
Not me.
Okay. Well, that's what I put down. And my third pick of the day is the Browns over the Dolphins.
Well, I had that written down, and I crossed it out because – they're two sad sack teams. I can't pick one sad sack against the other, no matter how bad Miami is.
I went with Cleveland because they're the home team.
I went with Pittsburgh like you did.
Okay.
I took New Orleans over Carolina.
That's a good pick. I was thinking about that one, yeah.
I took New England over Dallas.
Did you see what Tom Brady said about Dallas?
Dallas is going to get a beating Sunday.
But did you hear what he said about them?
Yep.
He's hated them since the womb.
He was a kid.
Since he was in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very Tom Brady-ish like.
Well, I guess I don't recall Dallas ever playing New England.
This might be
the only time. So I think they're going to lay a beating on the Cowboys.
All right. Now, somebody.
And there's going to be bad weather up there, I think, Sunday night, too. So that plays into New England's hands, too.
All right, now I've got Clara Lenfest, who watches this on our Facebook Live broadcast, asked this question. I know the answer to it. She wants to know if you know the answer to it.
Uh-oh.
Who was the oldest active NFL football player?
Wasn't it George Blanda?
Bingo. That's what I said. That's when you can never, if you followed football for a long period of time, you just know George Blanda. I think the guy was 700 years old when he was kicking it.
But you know what? What was Blanda when he finished playing, 45?
I thought he was 47.
Well, how old is Brady?
Brady's 42.
That's all?
Yeah, but here's
Brady. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and Blanda played, he was like an old man.
Yeah.
Brady's not an old man.
Well, different lifestyles.
I'm sure. I mean, Blanda probably smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Now, guess who's right behind Blanda, though? This is really going to freak you out because I didn't realize this.
Who's behind Blanda?
For being the next oldest player, really, in the NFL. And he's still playing.
It's got to be the kicker that used to kick for the Giants. It's on for the Falcons.
Nope. Adam Vinatieri.
He's close. It was a kicker.
He's going to be 46 in December.
That guy that used to kick for the Giants is pretty old too.
Yeah, but Vinatieri, there he is. No wonder these guys don't try to make tackles. Their bones are brittle.
But there's a big difference between Vinatieri and them guys and Blanda and Brady.
Yeah, I always remembered Lou Groza being an old player, kicker for the Cleveland Browns. Now who you're thinking? I'm looking down the list here. The ten oldest. Kickers in the NFL. I'm gonna see if he's there. Gary Anderson's in the list, but he's not there. No. I know who you're talking about. He was a. Oh God.
Whoever the kicker is for the Falcons now, I'm pretty sure he's on the Falcons.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who died yesterday?
Well, I know that the guy who invited the Burton, that invented the Burton surfboards, died.
No, I don't know who that guy is.
All right.
We're talking sports.
Okay.
Surfing is not a sport. That's another hobby. Fred Cox. Remember Fred Cox, the kicker from the Vikings?
Absolutely.
You know what I didn't know about him?
What?
He invented the Nerf football.
Well, good for him.
Everybody had a Nerf football.
Everybody.
Fred Cox, he invented the Nerf football. He passed away yesterday. I think he was 80 years old.
Straight-on kicker.
Yeah, with the one bar.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that used to go in and make tackles.
Yeah.
I think even a water boy on the Vikings at that time made tackles.
Well, also, everybody made tackles. I mean, if you look back at the kickers, George Blanda, even though he was a quarterback beforehand, he was no small guy. Most of those kickers back then, Pat Summerall was the kicker. I mean,
that's going ahead of me.
No,
Pat Summerall was calling games when I was a kid.
Lou Groza. And remember that guy, Tom Dempsey, who had the square toe because of his foot?
He didn't tackle anybody. He couldn't walk.
But he could kick the football.
He could kick because he had the sledgehammer foot.
That's right. Unbelievable. Oh, gosh. All right. So we did our foot. Anything else to talk about?
Yes, sports? Hockey.
Okay.
I did a little homework last night.
Right.
Not a lot, a little bit. Islanders won 5 in a row. Still undefeated for a long time in regulation. In my opinion, they're the best team in hockey. Why? Well, they're the second most points in the league, tied with the Bruins at 33 and the Blues at 33. And the Caps, who are ahead of the Islanders, have 36 points, which is like a game and a half. Well, the Caps have 4 games in hand on the Islanders. The Bruins have 2, and the Blues have 3. So technically, if the Islanders win their next 4 games, they would have the same amount of games played as the Caps. They would have 41 points. So right now, percentage-wise and everything else, the Islanders are the best team in hockey.
Pretty amazing.
And nobody knows.
Yeah.
It's the best-kept secret since the toaster. Nobody knows that the Islanders are the best team in hockey.
Since the toaster.
Nobody knows.
All right.
Like I said, if it was the Islanders, it'd be the lead story on NBC News.
I just want to know where you came up.
The Rangers, I should say.
Where you came up with since the toaster.
Huh?
It was the best kept secret since the toaster, you said.
Well, the toaster. How did people toast bread before the toaster? They put it in the oven, right?
That's right. But I don't think it was a secret.
Oh, it was probably an expensive item when it first came out.
Toasters? Yeah. Toasters, you know, if you, Mike, this is the God's honest truth, okay? I have a dog sitter who is very, very nice. Very, very nice, okay? A young girl. She's a first-year college student. She started dog sitting at my house, and she... I have a toaster oven, okay, and I also have a toaster. But the toaster oven is like a microwave toaster. I come back one day, she said, your toaster's broke. So I said, what do you mean my toaster's broke? She said, it's broke, it doesn't work. I said, did you plug it in?
Oh, boy.
Plug it in? Yeah, it's got to be plugged in. It's an electric toaster.
Holy smoke. That's pretty good.
Oh, gosh, I love that. It's like, well, I used to work for, before we go, I used to have a sales manager I worked for many, many years ago. He called me up one day to come to his house. He said his lawnmower, he just got his lawnmower, and it stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
So I do go over to the house, and I go, it's a brand-new lawnmower that he got, and look at it, and I pull it a few times, and there's nothing, you know, So I open up the gas cap. It's bone dry. I said, you don't have any gas. He goes, what do you mean gas? He said, I bought it home from the store, and it started right up, and it worked. So I said, you got to put gas in it.
Sometimes the obvious is the reason.
Got to put gas in it.
Yep.
All right. I know.
Hey, I got a race for tomorrow.
All right. Let's go with the racing.
The Red Smith, a grade 3, a mile and 3/8, probably the last graded turf race in New York for the year, especially after all the rain we're supposed to be getting. I'm going pretty deep here. They got a big favorite in here who I think is vulnerable, Sadler's Joyce, 8-5 morning line. Has run big buyer numbers. But this horse has won one race in 2 years. I don't care if that he's been running against better. He's kind of like a suck-along horse that's going to hit the board and look like maybe next time he's going to get way overbet in this race. So I'm going to go with a four-horse box. The one, Tis a Slam, shows speed coming from Woodbine. Speed on this turf course has been pretty good lately, and it's less than firm, let's just say that. So we're going to go with the one, Tis a Slam. And then I'm coming out of a race at Keeneland, the Sycamore. I got the first three finishes running in this race tomorrow. The three-horse Nakamura, the four-horse Marzo, and the 10-horse Postulation. All three of these horses are 10-to-1 or better, Postulation being 20-to-1. Big number day tomorrow at Aqueduct I'm seeing in this race. Ditch the favorite. Box the 1-10-4-3, and I think you'll have some nice turkey money for Thursday.
All right.
Just don't bet it on the Jets.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with Check On Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.